Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
When we think of sexual health, we may think of infections or fertility or contraception, but in reality, it means much more than that. It's a vital part of our overall health and well-being. Well, with us now to tell us more is Clare-based GP, Dr. Maura Finn. Hello, Maura.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for being with us. And if anyone has questions for Maura, you can text us on 51551 or the usual WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32. So Maura, that question, first of all, how important is sexual health when we think about our overall health picture?
Well, it's vitally important. It's an important aspect of overall health. And it actually, if we think of things from a holistic point of view, it's one of the very important parts of life that we may not actually discuss that openly. And it's not just the absence of an infection or a pain or a problem. A good sexual healthy relationship enhances our well-being, it improves our relationships and improves our mood. And it also is a way of monitoring our physical health and our mood, because you will often see a very early sign of mood issues or physical health issues is reflected in the fact that sexual health or sexual intimacy is actually in decline in some way. So it's something that's really important that people are open to talk to us about. And we as doctors should be actually more open in actually trying to encourage that conversation as well.
And are people open now? Because, you know, wasn't too long ago that, you know, having those conversations around sexual health would have been considered taboo in Ireland. Are we past that?
Well, I don't think we're fully past it, but I think, you know, like all things in Ireland, we have improved enormously and society has become more open. But in an individual basis, I think people still are a little bit embarrassed. But then that comes back to us as doctors to actually kind of having a situation where your consultation allows a safe place that somebody can bring up an issue like this. And we need to actually ask about it, particularly in certain scenarios, like somebody, like a man with hypertensive issues or vascular issues, or a woman going into perimenopause, or young women and young men in sexually transmitted diseases. We need to actually actively ask about these issues. And maybe sometimes we, you know, the problem isn't discussed in consultation because as doctors, we fail the patient.
When it comes to, and I spoke to you about, you know, how important sexual health is to our overall health picture, but the health benefits to sex, what are they?
Yeah, you see, this is what's not talked about, because we're always talking about the problems, but the benefits are massive, you know. So you have, first of all, the pleasure and intimacy. Then actually having sex is associated with the release of endorphins and oxytocin, which is a stress relief. It makes you feel more relaxed and connected. It also helps you sleep and your quality of sleep. Prolactin is released during orgasm, and that helps you sleep. Studies have shown that our immune systems actually are improved by regular sexual and intimate contact, because antibodies are released, and also because the sleep quality has improved, that improves our immune system. Orgasm can be a natural pain reliever as well. And for women who have very painful periods, it may not be what they want to do. It may not be their first thought. But if they were able to have sex during that time, orgasm can actually be very, very good as a pain reliever during very painful periods. And regular sex also helps balance our hormones and help when you're not on any other medication or anything, helps kind of a more consistent ovulation. So there's so many benefits. If there was something else, if there was a little pill that could do all that for us, I think we'd be all taking it, you know.
Well, what you've described there are, you know, very many benefits, both psychologically and physically.
Absolutely. But then there's also the other kind of mental health benefits as well, that you've a deepened emotional intimacy. It also increases your mood. If you're in a healthy sexual relationship, that's a kind of a reflection of a positive relationship. And it actually then is probably a reflection of the fact that you're less lonely and that you're more, your other outside relationships are enhanced as well. You're probably more confident. So there's so many kind of very kind of soft signs that are hard to actually identify, but we all know are a reflection of a healthy sexual relationship. But the other thing that is really important is that when it can be a sign that when if your libido is reduced, if you as a man are having problems with erectile dysfunction, if as a woman you're not interested in sex or having kind of uncomfortable sex, it can be a sign that your mood is actually declining, and it can be a very early sign of that. So it's an important way of monitoring our health overall.
So you need to be able to have that conversation, because it might just take you and your doctor into a chat about something else that's going on in your life that you mightn't even be aware of yourself.
Absolutely. So, you know, a kind of a scenario might be where a woman comes in and says that she's just not interested in sex anymore. And it could be a time around perimenopause. And that sometimes happens because of hormonal dysregulation and issues around that. But it could be because the relationship is failing in some way, or the mood, that lady or the man's mood or whoever, it has actually dipped in some way, and they are unable to kind of form that intimate bond as well. The other side of that as well is that if somebody is uncomfortable during intercourse, they're not going to want to be involved in intercourse. So we need to look at is there painful sex. And if it is painful because there's a dry vaginal issue or lack of lubrication, then that can be addressed. And then the intimacy can be re-established again, which can be a wonderful way of actually trying to kind of form a bond with your partner and discuss your mental health issues with your partner as well. So they're all so interlinked. It's difficult to actually even put a kind of a trajectory or how you actually address this. But knowing that sex and your reaction to sex, and whether you enjoy it, want it, or it's positive for you, is a real reflection of how you are as your physical health and well-being as a whole.
And you mentioned erectile dysfunction a little earlier, which is, I know, a common issue amongst men, and the causes can be varied, can't they? But again, you could be looking at an indicator of something else going on there.
Absolutely. It can be a reflection of a mood disorder. It can also be a reflection of early signs of diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, some other kind of vascular issues. It can be one of the earliest signs of issues around vascular health can be when a man no longer has a morning erection. And that might be something he may not even notice, but it can predate an issue with cardiovascular health by a number of years. So it's important to take note of it. Unfortunately as well, though, you know, sometimes the medications we use to address some of these kind of chronic physical illnesses can affect your erectile function as well. So that can be a bit tricky. But as we know, when we're talking about taboo around sex, the male aspect of sexual dysfunction has been discussed at length for a long time, and it's a much more open conversation. And most of those products that are available to help with sexual erectile dysfunction are now available over the counter. Mm-hmm. And I wish there was an equivalence when it comes to the female side of things, but yeah, that's a different issue.
Hopefully in having this conversation, we might help in some
Maybe,
way in
I
that
hope.
Regard. Listen, when we began talking about this, I mentioned, you know, when you say sexual health, people's minds might go to talking about infections or STIs. Mm. That's too narrow a definition of sexual health, and we're clear on that from what you've said. But STIs are on the increase in this country, aren't they?
They are, yeah, and they have been for a number of years. And we see pockets of it in different parts of the country, and particularly chlamydia, gonorrhea. And these are infections that often go unnoticed and can cause very severe consequences, particularly for women from the point of view of pelvic inflammatory disease and fertility issues afterwards, and for men, the discomfort and pain and discharge. And the bottom line is that healthy sexual practices, which really does always involve barrier contraception, as in condoms, are the only way you can actually avoid sexually transmitted diseases. It's really important that people go to GUM clinics when they need to. But the HSE, actually, to give them their due, there is a really good service where you can actually just, you go online and you can get STI kits sent out to you in your home free of charge, and you can check yourself. And I would advise anybody who's in kind of looser sexual kind of relationships to do that on a 6-monthly basis. And I do think a lot of our young people are actually very aware of that, mm-hmm. but some aren't. And they may not be fully aware of the consequences of undiagnosed sexually transmitted diseases.
Maura, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you so much, Dr. Maura Finn there, who is a Clare-based GP.